26-year-old Jonathan Marugi remembers his junior high days well.
We would just do kind of fun science-y and math things.
Marugi and several of his friends at Kennedy Junior High in West Valley City belong to MESA, a club designed to get ethnic minorities and females interested in math, science, and engineering.
We'd go to the MESA De Lagoon Day where we participate in like mini competitions in math and science.
Before last year, MESA was always given its own funding by the Utah legislature. However, due to budget cuts, State MESA coordinator Jeffrey Ojeda says schools had to adjust the way the program was run.
They cut that funding. There was a cut of $8 million, $8.2 million that was taken from the overall budget of what it would have been for each of those programs last year.
Ojeda says the funding now goes to schools in one lump sum, and they get to choose whether MESA is something worth supporting. He says since the change, three school districts have eliminated the program, and he is worried others may soon follow.
Funding is getting harder and harder to come by, so as that continues to happen, then yes, districts will use money as they are able to and how they see fit, and the tendency has always been to not support a program like this.
One person committed to making sure the state legislature earmarks funding specifically for MESA is Suli Stroud, a member of the Utah State Board of Education's Coalition of Minorities Advisory Committee. He says it's critical to have a program designed to help young people in Utah schools thrive.
In this math, science, and engineering field, traditionally, white females, ethnic minorities have not been very well represented in this industry. So this secondary program in our public schools as well as in the charter school really gives an exposure to these students as they consider, careers in the future.
Stroud is working with the State Board of Education to get the MESA funding as its own line item in the next budget. He says he is going to continue talking with lawmakers and the public throughout the coming weeks, with the legislative session starting in late January. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.